Springfield police officer Kevin Ambrose was remembered for his fun-loving spirit, his sense of humor, athletic prowess, and his dedication to family, friends, and the citizens of Springfield, whom he served for 36 years. Speaking at the funeral mass, Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett said Ambrose's name will be spoken with reverence by future generations of police officers, and his spirit will be with every cop who hits the streets.
Be not afraid, Springfield. Sleep well tonight, citizens of Springfield. Officer Kevin Ambrose, badge number 7, will be on patrol.
Police say Ambrose, who was 55, died a hero as he tried to protect a woman and her infant daughter from her estranged boyfriend. The gunman, a New York City corrections officer, shot Ambrose twice, critically wounded the woman, then took his own life with a gunshot to the chest. Ambrose was the first Springfield police officer to die in the line of duty in 27 years. A former partner, now retired Springfield police officer, Ray Muse, said as young policemen they thought themselves to be invulnerable. But they did talk about what if.
We never wanted anyone to cry over us. But I broke that rule. Excuse me. We both agreed there should be just one big party if it happened. That everybody could get together and relate all of the crazy stories while hoisting up a beer in our honor.
Muse said Ambrose was one of the toughest officers he'd ever worked with, but had the ability, thanks to his sense of humor, to be able to quickly diffuse a tense situation. Commissioner Fitchett said Ambrose was tough, but never mean. Reverend Joseph Serrano, the Ambrose family parish priest, said Ambrose worked hard to provide a good life for his family, his wife of 30 years, their two children, and 4-year-old granddaughter, whom he was especially proud of.
And to all of the Ambrose and Sear family members, we know that your hearts are broken. Your grief is beyond words. Your emotions are raw and fragile.
St. Catherine of Siena Church was packed with 900 mourners, including family, friends, Springfield police officers, and dignitaries, including Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, Attorney General Martha Coakley, U.S. Senator Scott Brown, Congressman Richard Neal, and Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno. The audio of the hour-long service was played on loudspeakers for a large crowd that gathered outside the church.
It was very moving. It was a wonderful service. A very nice tribute to an officer.
I think it was impeccable. A great honor for a great man.
So very sad. We don't appreciate enough the people who serve and defend and protect us.
Colors present Harp!
A solemn procession of Springfield police and honor guards from several police departments escorted the hearse from the church to a cemetery less than a mile away. Leading the way was the police cruiser Ambrose was driving when he answered what turned out to be his final call. A black sash was draped on the driver's side door. A poster with Ambrose badge number 7 with a black bar across it was displayed in the rear window. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.